Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 23rd. God satisfies people. As the heart of the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Psalm 42, 1 and 2. When you've been playing outside on a hot day, what's the first thing you want to do when you come into the house? You want a glass of ice water. You grab the biggest glass you can find and fill it with ice cubes. Then you turn on the faucet, let the water fill your glass to the brim, and drink. You drink until you feel satisfied. You drink until your thirst has been quenched. Do you know that you have a greater thirst than the thirst you feel on a hot day? You have a thirst only God can satisfy. David talked about that kind of thirst. He wrote in Psalm 42 that his heart thirsted for God in the way that a deer thirsts for a drink from the water brook. It wasn't David's body that was thirsty, it was his soul. And God tells us that the one who satisfies that thirst is himself. God satisfies the longing soul, Psalm 107 says. He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. God created man to be satisfied by God. But when man sinned against God, he started trying to be satisfied with things other than God. We see so many things that we think will make us feel satisfied. We think that toys or video games or vacations or cool friends will satisfy us. But when we get what we want, we just want more. Or we decide we want something else. Our hearts are never truly satisfied by the earthly things we have. But we don't have to stay unsatisfied. God says that He will satisfy us. He will give us joy. He'll give us peace. He'll give us contentment. He'll meet every need. In Psalm 145, He says, He will fulfill the desires of them that fear Him, and also will hear their cry and will save them. Only God can quench the thirst our souls feel. Only He can fulfill our longing for salvation. And He wants to do that. In fact, when Jesus was on earth, He offered living water to every thirsty soul. Here are Jesus' words to you. Whosoever drinketh of this earthly water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4, 13 and 14. The only one who can satisfy our souls is God. Does my soul feel thirsty? Am I trying to satisfy my soul's desires with friends or sports or any other thing? Or is my soul happy and satisfied in God, my Savior? What does it mean to be satisfied by God? Maybe you can discuss your answer with a Christian teacher, parent, pastor, or an older friend. This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 23rd.